this looks staged. And the reason I said that, Joe, to Boris, and I think to you a week later when you were on the program, is because of this. And show them the pics that I've got. I was in that office, okay, a few weeks before they raided it. There's the picture. Now, show the wide shot. My fiance and producer Peyton and I, look at those floors. See the matching floors? That's the floor. They threw that stuff next to his desk on those floors and acted like he had open boxes of classified documents just lying all around. They are full of you know what. They stage this, they stage this, they stage this. Joe, your reaction to the new unredacted documents.
Dan, this stuff's just absolutely shocking. It's sad. It's disgusting. These people should be, absolutely should be thrown in jail. Ash Patel was on last night somewhere saying the same thing. These guys got to be thrown in jail. This is criminal stuff. They've altered evidence. And I was there that night, Dan, down at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, you were.
I drove down because I was like, what are they doing invading my president's home? They raided his home, and they forced Christina Bob to sit out front, formerly from OAN.
Yep.
And now she's with the RNC, right? A big top attorney there. They forced her to stand outside all day. They wouldn't let her even step in the front room nor give her any water. She couldn't go in. When she finally got the warrant, which she was asking for, they only held it at a distance from her. The whole thing was just garbage. But here's what we wrote about this too back then, Dan, and maybe I was on to talk about it. We noticed a couple items. One, like you said, it appeared staged. They needed a reason that they went there. And exactly. So they needed this picture, this production, to make it look like, man, Trump's got documents laying all over. Mm-hmm. And yet here we have the container right next to him where they show the Time magazine picture. And then you've got the storage units right next door too. So clearly these documents were thrown on the floor. It was all staged. Clearly they inserted this stuff, which is tampering with evidence, which is lying to the American people.
Yes.
And then, like you said too, Dan, the whole country then's looking at this stuff saying, oh my God, this is terrible. New York Times, all this media saying this, and you and us, we were all saying, nope, this is garbage. It's a lie. And now even Jack Smith's team's had to admit it. This is criminal stuff.
It is.
On the same vein as that, we've been talking about this for a while in the sense that we don't really know what the crime is, and also that Jack Smith has not been able to articulate exactly why Trump would be responsible for this, given the fact that the president is the classification. So the only way that this could actually be a crime was if these documents were given to him without being declassified, which means they were brought there after he was president.
Carl, you nailed it. Look, there is no crime here. They're continuing to try and use any headline that is salacious and fake news today. What you have is presidential immunity and President's Record Act. And Donald Trump declassified this information. So again, where's the crime? We're all scratching our heads as attorneys today wondering, show us where the crime is.
Yeah. Well, that is the other one. And Doug, we're seeing this with the crime. We're on, like, what, the third week of Trump's New York trial? And we haven't heard from their star witness, Michael Cohen, who, you know, gave the legal advice for the situation that Trump is currently in. But also, we still don't know what...
That the documents were mishandled. When this news came into you of this court filing and he telling the court, what goes through your mind?
Well, the first thing I learned a long time ago, if prosecutors drop something on a Friday night in court, it's usually bad news. And of course, that's what I got the alert, saw that it was in there, downloaded the document. And you could tell right away that Jack Smith was trying to slip a really bad piece of news out on a Friday in the springtime. When you see a footnote saying we misled the court, that's a big sign. And then when you see that they're really talking about mishandling and violating the rules of evidence that every FBI agent, every prosecutor, every cop that goes to police academy knows they're supposed to preserve evidence in the state that you got it, have chain of custody, and ensure that it stays in that thing. You knew there was a big problem here. And then when you start talking to the lawyers like I did, you talk to Alan Dershowitz, he's like, listen, lawyers don't do this. This isn't a mistake. Things don't like this don't happen. And then you talk to someone who was in the case for a long time, Tim Pollitt-Torb, a lawyer who worked the early part of this case. And he said, listen, this was going to be a big part of President Trump's defense. He was going to say the documents are in the boxes exactly the same way they were left in the White House the day the president got them. They're chronological. The president never opened these boxes. He never looked at these documents. Someone just sent them from the White House and they end up in his locker. Now we're not going to be able to show that because the evidence was tampered with. The order of the documents been altered and nobody's going to know what is there. It creates a very serious reasonable doubt. If it ever got to a jury, as you said, it may give good grounds for the judge to restrain this case or throw it out entirely.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls, and I'm your host, BBL Drizzy. But for real, day 7,586,422,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, That's how many days it feels like it's been of, we got him! Everybody, we got him! The Orange Man's been captured! And I'm fucking tired of it. But, interesting thing about this, when this story fucking broke today, give me 1 second. Okay, there we go. Sorry, small mic adjustment. Now, an interesting thing about this, when the story broke, my... I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was like, so what do you make of this whole Trump classified documents case? Like, you think anything can come of any of these trials? Literally, leading up to this news breaking earlier, I guess yesterday at the time of you listening to this, I was like, you know, nothing's going to come of it. It's always, we got him. And it's like, what? Look how slow rolling all these cases have been. The one judge keeps saying, oh, shut up. Quit breaking the gag order. I'll fine you, mister. I'll put you in jail, mister. And let me tell you, buddy, we all wish you fucking would. The merch and poll numbers would be fucking out of the record book. It would be fucking insane. But. I was like, nah. And then I pulled up this old article, want to cover on this show, you know. Stormy Daniels, amid publicity tour, denies affair and sexual relation with Donald Trump, and basically she admits the whole thing's bullshit, and she worked with their attorneys for 2.5 years to cook this whole thing, and I handed him my phone, he was like, Reddit, he zoomed down, and he goes, wow, this was 5 years ago, too, I'm like, yep, and the last time she said it was like 9.5 months ago, too, so, it, like, she's repeatedly said, yeah, I'm lying, and that's why she keeps ending up losing these cases and having to pay Trump more money, she just keeps trying to win these cases, retarded skank. But hey, when you overdose on 2 doses of vitamin B and a dose of vitamin C, wink wink, you might get some fucking brain damage. After all, the Kardashians ended up the way they did somehow, right? Definitely wasn't the vitamin BWC, but... Ah, man. I feel bad about how stupid that fucking joke was, but I tried, and that is what's important. Anyway, speaking of trying... You know, he read it, gave it back to me, he's, interesting. And then, not even 5 minutes later, my phone goes off, I look at it, people are texting me, sending me links to ground news, and I'm like, oh, shit. Trump classified documents case postponed indefinitely was the original breaking headline from NewsGround, NewsGuard, Ground News. All these outlets were just, like, all these, like, you know, news aggregators, like, bah, 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 with these exact same headlines, and the fucking salt. There was a mood shift in my vicinity. Some people who were, like, all smiling prior to da-da-da-da, looked at their phone. Day ruined. But let's get into this, shall we? No longer breaking, but still worth getting into. Judge vacates trial date in Trump's classified documents case. Judge Aline Cannon wrote that if, quote, it would be imprudent to finalize a start date at this juncture, noting that a number of pretrial issues have not been solved. Jack Smith, oh, Applejacks, what happened to you? Again, the biggest thing I wouldn't believe if you went back in time and told me in 2016 is Donald Trump might actually be a clean politician and leader. Or, like, clean politician and, like, dude. Now, hear me out before you fucking unsubscribe, and I don't care if you really do. So, homie has been investigated top to bottom. Taxes, real estate, his bloodline, everything he's ever said. His books have been combed through by federal agencies. Like, they've done everything they could to find dirt on this guy, and they ain't found jack shit. And, you know, when he left office in 2020, I was like, dude, he has to have something, right? Because it's like, you know, he was a businessman in New York in the 70s and the 80s when the mob ran that shit. You know, so there had to be some sort of fucking connection. Ain't no fucking way he's squeaky clean. There's gotta be skeleton somewhere, but no. If there were, they would have found it by now, the way they've turned his shit inside out. So I gotta... That's the thing, like, I think Donald Trump might actually just be a boring-ass dude behind the scenes. Like, you couldn't find one real controversy with this guy off-camera behind the scenes. Like, oh, grandpa the pussy. Go back and watch that clip. What the dude interviewing him said before that was way more like Bill Cosby, if you go back and watch it. No spoilers. Check it out. So I'm just like, what? What the fuck can you actually do at this point? I just feel like you're just burning oil. You're just wasting his time and money, which is alternatively the point. Like I said, the point of the second impeachment trial wasn't to actually... It was mainly to impeach Trump, hopefully, so they could take away the Secret Service, so they could put him in a prison. You know what happens to people like Donald Trump, the same thing happened to Epstein, John McAfee, and Bourdain, and Andrew Breitbart. Someone comes in and commits a very violent suicide against you. But without the Secret, with the Secret Service, like, what the fuck can you do? The second impeachment completely failed on its face. And that's real, and I really think, by the way, I really think a lot of this was kind of, like, in the books, potentially, like, pretty planned to happen. But when the second impeachment failed, it was a big fucking problem for these people. Because they couldn't remove the Secret Service, and a lot of the Secret Service Trump has on him were ones that he hired and approved, or people who worked for his private security, or the companies that worked private security for him already that he knew for years, hired in as Secret Service, just gave him a fucking clearance. So it's like, he's surrounded by his dudes with federal clearance who are loyal to him before they were even federally cleared. It's just, it's kind of wild, right? So if you were to strip away the Secret Service, you get the idea. But that failed, he still has it, and the logistics of, you know, the Secret Service in jail, or prison, and trying to get people in there, and, you know, no cameras, all the cameras shut off magically at midnight while all the guards go on break or take a nap or fuck each other in the stall room. Something. But continuing on. Article by Hannah Nightingale. The Mar-a-Lago seized documents case against Donald Trump has been indefinitely postponed. The trial was set to begin on May 20th. Womp womp. In a court order, Judge Aline Cannon wrote that it, quote, would be imprudent to finalize a start date at this juncture, noting that a number of pretrial issues have not been solved. We're going to read this in a second. Okay, right here. Oh, okay, moving on. This is all quotes, so we just hop over here. I'll make sure I got everything scanned up. All right.
The court also determines that the finalization of a trial date at this juncture before resolution of a Madrid and interconnected pretrial and CIPA issues remaining and forthcoming would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty to fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions before the court. Critical CIPA issues and additional pretrial and preparations necessary to present this case to a jury. The court therefore vacates the current May 20th, 2024 trial date and associate calendar call.
That means all future plans.
To be reset by separate orders following the resolution of the matters before the court, consistent with defendants' rights to due process and the public's interest in the fair and efficient administration of justice. Justice. In reaching this decision, The court has fully evaluated the parties' positions as expressed during the March 1st, 2024 conference, and is related to the subsequent filings ECF NOS 356 through 357. 369, damn she fine. 433, 452. She really should have said it. Damn, she's fine. Anyway, moving on. 452. 453. 458. 507. And 527. The court also reviewed the pre... Ooh, let me get a drink real quick. This is... I'm surprised by how winded that voice actually got me. I'm out of breath. I feel like Monica Lewinsky on the first day of the job. Whew. Anyway. Let's see. Due process, interest affairs, decision express, court date. Review the procedural posture of this case in light of the current pending motions, which now consist of 8 substantive pretrial motions, 2 of which have not been publicly docketed because of request for scene redactions. ECF NOS 324, 326, 348, 352, 384, 485, 508, and 516, and all other Stitch cousins. Holy shit. The court also reviewed the procedural posture of this case. Alright, we're at that. Extensive defense motions to compel the discovery on a host of issues spanning hundreds of pages of classified and unclassified briefings. Womp womp. Womp womp. Fucking womp womp. Oh, look. I won. Again, yeah, no shit. Let's see what some of the comments are saying, shall we? Right here. Oh, damn. This is too good. From Julie Kelly. Pardon me real quick. Oh, damn. This is too good. Canon set hearings on key motions, including selective prosecutions, unlawful of appointment of special counsel. And what Jack Smith really hoped to avoid, a hearing on the scope of this prosecution team, INCL Biden White House. Almost an extended mini trial of Jack Smith. Right here, select hearing in grand jury matters. Telephonic, May 8th, 2024, 2 p.m. Resolution of pending seals request, ECF NOS 348 384. Subject to any necessary Rule 6E hearings, May 20th, 2024. Non evidentiary hearings on. Oh, man. Okay, hopefully something comes of this. I remain optimistic because you never know, right? It's just like when you think like nothing gets done, then something gets done. You're like, whoa! Okay, I was just looking at that bottle of black pills in the corner for a second. Okay, moving on. Non-evidentiary hearing on defendant Nada's motion to dismiss for selective and vindicative procedure, ECF NO, number 485, May 22nd, 2024. And the other one, diddly diddly do, is non-evidentiary hearing defendant's motion to dismiss. Okay, that's one I read. Right? Yep, okay. Discovery status report, special counsel, consolidated defense, May 31st, 2024. Defendant's Rule 16 expert disclosures, June 10th, 2024. CIPA and 5. Subsection 5, notice as to all defendants, June 17th, 2024. Damn, man. Non-evidentiary hearings on motions to dismiss indictment based on unlawful appointment and funding of special counsel,
ECF number 326. And a partial evidentiary hearing on defendants' consolidated motions to compel discovery to define scope of prosecution's team. ECF number 469, June 24th through 26th. Damn, that's 2 days. At 2024 at 10 a.m. Chef's fucking kiss, right, boys? Moving on.
The court had also determined that finalization of the trial's date at this juncture before the resolution of the myriad of interconnected pre-trial CIPA issues remaining forthcoming would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty to fully and fairly consider various pending pre-trial motions before the court. Critical CIPA issues and additional pre-trial and trial preparations necessary to present this case to a jury, Cannon wrote. The court therefore vacates the current May 20th, 2024 trial date and associate calendar call to be reset by separate order following resolution of matters before the court consistent with the defendant's right to due process and a public's interest in fair and efficient administration of justice. All right there, Beef Tea Justice. Hope you get banned when you catch up to him. In pace of the start of the trial, Judge Cannon set a number of pretrial hearings and deadlines. The latest of these takes place in July. Or as we call it, MAGA Month. Or American Appreciation Month. Whichever. June. June is MAGA Month. And July is American Appreciation Month. Remember that. It is white boy summer, folks. It is upon us. And, man, do I feel like... I'm looking forward to Pride Month. I want to see my all that shit I talked last Pride Month ring these out. Because I think a lot of companies are going to back off of it. And the companies that do it are going to go really hard with it and get really fucked up. But we'll continue on. Among the dates set, pretrial evidentiary hearing takes place in June 2020. June 24th through 26th on defendants' consolidated motions to compel discovery and define scope of prosecution's team. A version of Donald Trump's motion to compel discovery in a Mar-a-Lago documents case was released with much of the previously redacted information revealed after the court order from Cannon in late April. Got an episode on that if you'd like. Special Counsel Jack Smith argued to the judge, in February that the request for the unredacted discovery materials should be denied. What? Weirdo. In the court filing, Smith argued that the defendant's request for unredacted discovery of materials should be denied, even though it's standard procedure. Smith said that redactions to the discovery in this case were made for information such as the FBI's case file number, the email addresses of FBI employees, classification markings that no longer applied to now unclassified documents, lest we forget that, right? And other similarly non-discoverable information. The defendant have not articulated why redactions in particular documents contain information that is materially helpful to the defense as required by the case law. This is the breaking story. Please refresh for updates. There are no updates. This is the fresh reading of that. That's right, folks. Trump seemingly off the hook. And Jack Smith, fucking spread him and sit on that hook, bitch, and do me a favor and spin on that bitch. Like a top. Fucking swirl on that bitch, shall ya? Anyway, I've been your host, Javis Madison. This has been Inside Four Walls. This has just been a fucking real tickling of a day. And, man, you could say Jack Smith's... He's not like us.
Dude, I'm obsessed with this Drake and Kendrick beef. It's a nice little distraction. I'll talk about it later. Anyway, bye.